Welcome to the Benchmark Daily Composite Executive Summary Podcast.
On Friday, the 14th of August, 2020, Queensland and Mason High Court of Australia, negligence, deceased suffered asthma attack in 2002, deceased suffered irreversible brain damage and died in 2016, ambulance offers not negligent in treatment of deceased, appeal allowed. Mondelez Australia Proprietary Limited, an automotive food metals engineering Printing and Kindred Industries Union, Minister for Jobs and Industrial Relations, and Automotive Food Metals Engineering, Printing and Kindred Industries Union, High Court of Australia, Industrial Law, Statutory Construction, Calculation of Entitlement to Paid Personal Carers Leave is under Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Fair Work Act 2009 Commonwealth. Appeals allowed. Motorola Solutions Incorporated and Hytera Communications Corporation Lay Opinion Evidence, Federal Court of Australia, Evidence, Copyright, Applicant Objected to Parts of Witnesses Affidavit, Rulings Made. Quinn and O'Rourke, in the matter of O'Rourke No. 2, Federal Court of Australia, Bankruptcy, Service, Applicant Sought Sequestration Order Against Respondents, Application Allowed. Michael Kuhn and Jennifer Kuhn and Masterton Homes New South Wales Proprietary Limited as Masterton Homes New South Wales Proprietary Limited, Supreme Court of New South Wales, contract, compromise, plaintiff's claims against first defendant not compromised, proceedings against lawyers dismissed. Page and Rankine, Supreme Court of New South Wales, wills and estates, probate, plaintiff executor of deceased estate, sought to set aside notice to produce to set aside defendant's notice of motion with liberty to the defendant to file an amended notice of motion limited in two respects, orders granted. Mackenzie and Head Transport of Victoria costs, Supreme Court of Victoria costs, plaintiffs sought review of assessment and decisions by minister, proceedings dismissed, plaintiffs to pay defendant's costs on standard basis.
Thank you for listening.